TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. On November 26, 2003, Alan Mariani filed a federal court complaint against President Bush and cabinet members. Her husband, Neil Mariani, died when United Airlines Flight 175 was flown into the South Tower of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Alan Mariani refused the government's million-dollar hush money payoff. She studied the facts of 9/11 and came to believe the White House intentionally allowed 9/11 to happen, to launch a so-called war on terrorism for personal and political gain. She retained a prominent lawyer, Phil Berg, a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who served with distinction under both Democrats and Republicans. The 62-page complaint charges that President Bush and officials, including but not limited to Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, Ashcroft, and Tenet, had adequate foreknowledge of 9/11, yet failed to warn the country or attempt to prevent it, have since been covering up the truth of that day, have therefore abetted the murder of plaintiff's husband and violated the Constitution and multiple laws of the United States, and are thus being sued under the Civil RICO Act, the Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organization Act, for failing to act and prevent the murder of plaintiff's husband, Neil Mariani. The press conference to announce the filing was held in front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia on November 26, 2003, commemorating the end of the first futile year of the so-called Independent National 9/11 Commission. A witness to the press conference said, "Imagine the worldwide implications of the charges in this suit. Imagine the furor if just one was proven true. Imagine the courage of this widow who refused to be bribed and an eminent attorney with his reputation on the line. Then imagine a press conference to which nobody came. Or more precisely, imagine a press conference at which only Fox News appeared, taped for 40 minutes, and never aired an inch." Alan Mariani and her lawyer, Phil Berg, came to San Francisco for the international inquiry into 9/11 in March of 2004. At the opening press conference, Alan Mariani told her story to a huge array of alternative media cameras and microphones. Here is Alan Mariani.
"I am from the state of New Hampshire. We were on our way. To my daughter's wedding. And he never made it. So I'm here today for all the 3,000 who were killed. Mr. Bush, whoever's listening, I am ashamed of our government and what they've done. They have lied. They will do anything to obstruct our justice. They have done it so far. They abandoned me. They abandoned 3,000 of us families. I waited 2.5 years for justice, but it hasn't come forward. I can't do it alone, and it's people like you that are walking with me for your future, your grandchildren and your children, and whomever else is here in our country. The more I wait, the more determined I get. Look at my open letter to the president. It came right from here, and I mean it more today than a few months ago. They are lying. Please get them out of our government now."
Alan Mariani, 9/11 widow, her husband Neil was on the plane that was flown into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. When Ellen Mariani later took the stage in the Herbst Theater in San Francisco, she read the letter she had written to George W. Bush. Ellen Mariani.
It is still my personal belief that you intentionally allowed September 11, 2001, to happen. You gathered public support for a war on terrorism. I find it distasteful for you to use our disaster of death and destruction for your political gain. These troops have suffered and died and will continue to die for your lies of these so-called weapons of mass destruction that have never been found. Our American dreams of freedom have been shattered for the future generations to come.
Ellen Mariani. And now here is her lawyer, Phil Burke. He's a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania.
First off, I'm very honored to be able to represent Ellen Mariani. I'm representing her on behalf of herself to seeking the truth for her late husband and for the other 3,000 people who were murdered on that day, and also all of you and everyone across the United States and around the world, because what occurred on that day was terrorism. We have to figure out who did it, why it happened, and make sure it never happens again. Short and sweet, in my opinion, is that the one responsible for this, the buck stops there at the president, and George W. Bush must be held accountable for the events of 9/11. Yeah. 9/11 has changed the history of the world, but we have to figure out why. And it's very serious. Now, let's look back for a minute. Let me give you a little background. When many people ask me, Phil, when did you feel something was wrong on 9/11? And you can call me, and my number is around, and people know. You can call me and get me in my office at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm a night owl. And I usually don't come into the office until 10 o'clock in the morning, but that morning I was in my office at 7:30 to meet someone. And I saw around 8:46, 8:47 was flashed across our screens, a plane accidentally hit the World Trade Center. Because I have a computer, and next to my computer I have a TV, which is on 24/7, and I'm always watching, switching back and forth to the news channels. And, it caught my attention, as it did all of yours, that a plane accidentally hit the World Trade Center. And at 9:03, two of my secretaries had walked in, and they said, what are you doing here? And a few minutes before that, and we watched as the second plane came around and went into the World Trade Center. And that's the plane that Ellen's husband was on. And then a few minutes later, they switched to Florida. And you saw Andrew Card, the chief of staff, lean over to the president and whisper into his ear and say something, which they told us later. But at that moment in time, I knew something was wrong. Because, first off, we all know that George Bush is not smart. He really, okay, but when we saw absolutely no reaction from the President of the United States, when it was later told to us that he was told the second plane hit the World Trade Center and our country was under attack, no reaction meant to me that moment. I never knew I'd be here standing in front of you or having the honor of representing Ellen. At that moment in time, I said, something's wrong. Because if we were here and we could hear something drop in the next room or the screeching of brakes outside, we would all turn and look or do something. But here the president was told that the country was under attack. And not only that, at that moment in time at 9:03 a.m. on 9/11, two planes had crashed, but another plane was also off course. Now, at that moment in time, the president took control, didn't he? He continued to read a goat story to 30 students, the leader of our country. The other thing that bothered me at that point, I always thought that the president didn't control his movement. and he doesn't. The president and vice president are controlled by the Secret Service, unless told otherwise. And it always bothered me why, what happened at that moment. And later, as I've gotten involved in this case, I received some documentation that Dick Cheney, who is probably more the brains behind what happened that day, but Cheney was supposedly lifted up by the Secret Service out of his office in the White House complex, which is several buildings there, taken to an underground tunnel and out of the building, which makes sense. But how come the president, who was at a photo op in Florida, every student in that room was in danger. Everyone was in danger in that building because they knew who the president was, unless, of course, he was involved. And there's no question in my mind, and the goal has to be now to bring the facts forward. George W. Bush, the Bush administration, was involved in the events of 9/11, and they must be held accountable. Now, I know they're hearing that within moments of my saying it because someone in this room is taping it and has a direct line to the White House and to the Republican National Committee. And if you don't think so, you're wrong. Okay? So pass the message on to George and Dick Cheney that we're going to get you. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. We have a website, the www.911forthetruth.com. I would like all of you to promise to me you will check out our website and do something, two things on that website. One is read the petition that we have on that website. And the petition says, to President of the United States and members of Congress, 9/11 for the truth of Mariani versus Bush. On September 11, 2001, 9/11, the United States of America was attacked, resulting in an international war on terror declared by President George W. Bush without the approval of the United States Congress. I believe and support the legal action brought by Ellen Mariani against defendant George W. Bush et al. And demand the truth regarding the 9/11 attacks. I support Ellen Mariani's federal cause of action. Please go to the website, sign it. Also on our website, we ask for a peaceful revolution. We're asking you to go down there, call your family, call your friends, email them, call your politicians, call the Congress. Congress is a disgrace. Congress right now should be investigating this. You know what should be going right now? The United States Congress should have already started impeachment proceedings against George W. Bush. They spend $50 million for Bill Clinton to find out if he had consensual sex, and they did impeachment proceedings because he said he lied about sex, which probably 99% of the people in the world will lie about sex. And they've spent $30 million on the shuttle investigation, and I think about $11 million on this with a cutoff date. It's a disgrace what they've done. Let me move on this. What is RICO? RICO is Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act. It was created by the United States Congress in the 1960s to go after the mafia, to go after the mob. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mob in the White House, and we're going to get them. How does RICO work? RICO, you need a pattern. You need before, during, and after. Before, there's all kinds of complicity that the Bush and Cheney gang did. We can go back in history with the oil pipeline, with the drugs, everything, with the plan. We've heard from Treasury Secretary O'Neill. We've heard from Dick Clark. They had planned Iraq, but they needed a second Pearl Harbor, and they did it, and they got it on 9/11. Unfortunately, they had to murder 3,000 people, and we're going to hold them accountable. So they need, for 9/11, you need before, during, and after. They had foreknowledge, no question about it. I don't care what you want to say. They failed to warn, they failed to prevent, and since then, they've been covering up. We got RICO. They got rid of the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, a year or two ago on a RICO. It's been done before. It can be done. We're going to be stymied. They're going to throw every block up they can. Right now, we're doing some procedural things in court. So continue to watch our site. The biggest problem we have is, see, the American public doesn't want to believe that their government would do something like this. People have mentioned Operation Northwood, and I don't want to be redundant, but that's a good way to get people to realize what's going on, because they don't want to believe the government's doing it. Roosevelt with Pearl Harbor, it's too far back. But Operation Northwood, if you tie it in the fact that the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to destroy American citizens and property and blame it on Cuba, the unanswered questions which have been put forth throughout this conference, they must be answered. Like, I will not go into, and Ellen and I cannot deal with the issue of the World Trade Center North and South Tower collapse. There's real issues about that. But what you have to look at and tell your family and friends and neighbors is, look at Building 7. Building 7's in the World Trade Center complex, a 47-story building, fires on several floors, wasn't hit by a plane, concrete and steel, at 5:30 in the afternoon implodes. Why? How? You don't get any answers. White House won't give it to you. The 9/11 Commission won't even address it. The 9/11 Commission. Let's talk about that thing. First off, Bush, stymied, and Cheney, they didn't want the 9/11 Commission. They finally formulated the 9/11 Commission. They put it on a short leash. They had Kissinger they wanted first as the unbiased leader of it. Keene finally said something, which I'm sure he's gotten slapped for saying it, that 9/11 was preventable. See, what happens is when you get a sinking ship and it's starting to sink, people will bail out. 9/11 could not have happened, as my good friend Brad Kahn's back there stated, without 116 governmental agencies and fail-safe systems failing on that day. The odds of that happening are 4 million to 1. It could not have happened. Okay? Now, lately, even this past week, Condoleezza Rice, and I think Bush 2 days ago, lied again. I mean, they're constant lies. But what did they do? They said that we never could have thought that a plane could have gone into a building. Well, maybe you've been in a cocoon for the past number of years, because 1993, they attempted to blow up the World Trade Center. In 1995, testimony came out from that Al-Qaeda had planned to use planes to go in the Sears Tower in Chicago or the World Trade Center in New York. Duh, don't you remember that, guys? I mean, you know, listen. Also, and I'm not even going into all the warnings they had before 9/11 in 2001, which, according to my website and the suit we filed, there's 100 warnings they had that we know of now without subpoena power, without depositions, without interrogatories, 100 notices they had, and that's without even seeing the presidential daily briefings. But assume for a minute they didn't know all that. At 8:20 a.m. on 9/11, a plane was missing, off course. Now, I guess the procedure's different because you wanted your second Pearl Harbor, because remember the year before, 2 years before, when Payne Stewart was flying a plane, and after it went off course, within 3 minutes, the military jets followed it, that escorted it all the way across the United States? Well, that's what happened, because there's a procedure, there's a standard operating procedure. And that procedure is, you know, first you get alongside, you flap your wings, do various things, and if it looks like it's a danger, there's a procedure there, they don't react. It's called shoot down. The order was there to shoot down, which they discussed on 9/12 and 9/13. In the future, we might have to shoot down a plane. Well, those of you who watched the news carefully on 9/11, remember that afternoon? That was another thing that made me realize something was wrong. And that was the fact that the plane in western Pennsylvania was shot down. Okay? Now, don't get us wrong. We're not taking away from any of the people that were involved. Everyone who was murdered on that day, everyone who was murdered that day is a hero. But that plane, the reason is I saw, as I told you, my TV on the... I saw, maybe you did, and you're forgetting it. I saw a live broadcast from 5 miles away with reporters saying, look at the debris on the ground here. This is from that plane. Well, unless I've learned something wrong in mathematics or science, if something crashes here, it doesn't bounce 5 miles back there. Okay? The only way is there was a hole in the plane. It was shot down. But why wasn't the plane at the Pentagon shot down? And why wasn't, and Ellen and I have discussed this, and I have like 5 minutes left, so I'm going to go short, but at 8:46 when the first plane hit, if jets were scrambled then, which should have been at 8:20 or 8:25, but even at 8:46 if jet planes were scrambled, and not from Cape Cod, and not at one-third throttle, but from Long Island or McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey or Pomona in New Jersey, The second plane should have never been allowed into the airspace of New York or close enough to the World Trade Center. Ellen's husband wouldn't be here today, but that second building wouldn't have been hit, and that's the first building that went down. It is an absolute disgrace. It's criminal. The president should be held for impeachment. People should go to jail. Treason has occurred. It's an absolute disgrace, and we're going to pursue it. Just think about it. We're 2 1/3 years after 9/11, and not one person has been brought to justice. Not one military person has been brought up for court-martial. Why? But now, what do we have? We have an arrogance in the White House, don't we? Bush, a month ago, puts in his ad the 9/11. Well, I'm very thankful you're that dumb, or your staff is, because he has brought it to light again. Now we at least have John Kerry talking about it. We had written to every presidential candidate to talk about 9/11. They didn't. We've approached the peace people, the anti-war people. If 9/11 didn't happen, we wouldn't have been in Iraq. They go together hand in hand. You know, I understand, thank you. I understand people don't want to mix issues, but as long as we stay separate, as long as we stay divided, they win. We have to come together. I got to use Brad Kahn again. He's like a mentor, and he talks to me all the time. He said that the Ellen Mariani lawsuit has taken what all of you have done, and we've crossed the 50-yard line. But now the only vehicle to get the goal line, the only vehicle to get it now, not 40 years from now, we can find out 40 years. We must find out now for the security of this country. The only vehicle, and I'm not trying to be self-righteous, is the Ellen Mariani case, the RICO lawsuit against this administration. And we have to push in that direction to get everyone behind that, to force the issues and get the truth out. Together, we can do it. This administration has done more than any other administration in the past 200 years of this country to take away your rights. They created the Stabilization Act within 2 weeks after 9/11. They created Patriot Act 1 without members of Congress even knowing what they're passing. They created Patriot Act 2. Now, we're thankful that the courts have ruled some of those provisions unconstitutional. That's why we still have faith in the court system for our case. Then they announced the photographing of people and fingerprinting of certain people coming into this country. This is 1984, 20 years later. You've got to stand up. On our website, we're saying a peaceful revolution. Ellen Mariani says, walk with her. Walk with her to seek the truth. We got to go hand in hand and shoulder to shoulder to demand the truth in a peaceful revolution way. The people in this room is great. Next time, we hope we have 10 times as many here. It's an issue. Your freedom is at stake, ladies and gentlemen. This case has undermined us more than anything else. The arrogance of this administration must be held accountable, and together we can all do that. You know what? If we called in the TV show CSI, we would have had a better investigation of 9/11 than has occurred from this administration. And I'm not trying to be funny with that, but it's the truth. And in closing, this conference is so important. You are so important. It's not just for because you spent this weekend here. The individuals who have written about and the books that are upstairs and the tapes and buy them and read them and digest them, it is so important because this group, these individuals of researchers from around the world, have looked into a matter that we shouldn't have had to look into. This is something that should have been automatic. You know, remember, they knew nothing about 9/11, but yet that afternoon they had the photographs of the 19 people up on TV with their names. Now, what has to be investigated, because the word is that six of them are still alive and well in Saudi Arabia. But that's the part of the Senate report, the Congress report, which was blacked out by the president. To allow him to continue to do these type things is an absolute disgrace. But it's so important what everyone has done, but now we have to become focused and how to get this message out. You know, delivering the letter to find out how Willie Brown, the mayor here, heard about not to fly that day. How many other people? I have been contacted by former members of the CIA and FBI, by a translator. I think it's the same one who hailed the news conference the other day, that they've been told to lie and change testimony. People know what happened on that day. They're fearful. They're fearful what's going to happen. But they have to step forward right now. And together, really, All of us can accomplish this. We have to leave here with a sense of knowledge that, number one, they had to be involved with this administration. There's no way 9/11 could have happened that day. And to allow the murdering of 3,000 people to go unanswered, to blame it on al-Qaeda, when the real person at fault is George W. Bush and his administration. We will succeed with all of your efforts together. The message that must come forth from here is the message of, without going to the conspiratory theories, which could be right, just on the unanswered questions of 9/11, it could not have happened without this administration doing it. They must be held accountable for it. We will do everything, Ellen Mary and I, to see that the RICO suit goes forward for justice to prevail. If we work together, I know that George W. Bush will be out of office before the November elections if you spread the word. Thank you very much.
That was Phil Berg. He's a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania and former candidate for governor and U.S. Senate. Ellen Mariani and Phil Berg were recorded in San Francisco at the International Inquiry into 9/11 in March of 2004. On January 23, 2004, Ed Asner, the famous movie and TV actor, wrote a letter of support to Ellen Mariani and Phil Berg. He said, "In this day of so many lies, here are a man and woman who are making prodigious efforts to find the truth. May we all support them as best we can." Edward Asner. Check out this letter on the website of Ellen Mariani and Phil Berg, www.911forthetruth.com. That's 911forthetruth.com. You can find more information on Ellen Mariani and Phil Berg on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look under newest programs. I hope you have a pen handy to take down a phone number. You can get information how to order a copy of this program by calling us. TUC Radio is free to all radio stations. Your tape or CD order is the only support we receive and makes it possible for us to stay on the air. Call us toll-free anytime at 877-TUC-TAPE for information on how to order. You can get your tape by mail or credit card, by phone or on the web. Our toll-free phone number, 877-TUC-TAPE, translates into 877-882-8273. My name is Maria Gelöden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.